Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Kenai, Homer, and Seward have more in common than merely being cities on the Kenai Peninsula. Culturally, they each share the distinction of having an official sister city in Japan. Kenai is partnered with Akita, Homer with Teshio, and Seward with Obihiro. In fact, the Kenai Peninsula is home to more Japanese sister cities than any other borough in the state. To celebrate Japan's significant relationship with Alaska, the Japanese Consular Office of Alaska based in Anchorage held their 50th anniversary celebration last Friday. It aimed to celebrate the exchange of ideas, culture, and the incredibly important exchange of commerce between Alaska and Japan. Greg Wolf, executive director of Alaska's World Trade Center, discussed Alaska's long-standing relationship with Nippon, also known as Japan.
I've been in this business for about 30 years and giving trade presentations to the Alaskans and people around the world. When I was talking about our number one trading partner, I didn't even have to look at statistics because I knew it was Japan. And that's been true for many, many decades. Even today, Japan is in our top two or three trading partners. It's been a major investor in Alaska, and I believe there's a really bright future.
Entertainment was also offered with members of Alaska's Japanese community performing music during the virtual ceremony. The consular office is also promoting cross-cultural exchanges via a video contest where residents of sister cities, including Kenai, Homer, and Seward, can submit videos with the theme of lasting friendship. Videos should showcase what makes sister city relationships so important. The aspects of life on the Kenai that residents consider to be special, worth sharing with Japanese brothers and sisters. Consul Masaru Anya, head of the Japanese Consular Office in Anchorage, told KSRM News that the idea for the program came from a Japanese TV show called I Want to Go to Japan Cheering Squad, in which a person foreign to Japan is invited to Japan to participate in a hobby they have related to Japan. Mr. Anya expressed a great deal of optimism, saying, "We hope that the people of Alaska and Japan will feel closer to their sister cities." More details can be found at RadioKenai.com. The Soldotna City Council is set to meet on Wednesday at 6 p.m., but the meetings are still virtual only to those planning to attend. That means either utilizing the Zoom online platform or calling in via telephone. Among the topics to be presented as new business, aiming to prompt public hearings for each at the February 10th meeting, is an ordinance that would recommend minor amendments to sections for Soldotna Municipal Code regarding the Soldotna River Overlay District. According to a memo from City Manager Stephanie Queen, the intent is to, quote, provide landowners the opportunity to develop and use land along the Kenai River while encouraging requiring protection and enhancing of riparian habitat along the river. A second ordinance aims to increase estimated revenues and appropriations by $10,000 in the utility fund, while also allowing City Manager Queen to utilize a little over $32,000 to heat the cold storage building at the wastewater treatment plant. A public presentation is also expected from BDO USA, and they're the budget auditor for the city of Soldotna. BDO's presentation will discuss the annual comprehensive financial report. Those wishing to attend cannot do so in the council chambers, but we have the link or phone number you might need at RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.